Hello there, it's Rupert Gladstone speaking, founder and chairman of Wheels for Charity. You'll have to excuse me for this because audio boo, this is my first attempt. Just to give you a little bit of an insight into what Wheels for Charity is about, we're a non-profitable organisation. We do go out to events around the country, carnivals, car shows, air shows, anything like that where we can get in and we're allowed to fundraise for one or two of our charities. We're actually attending the Southend Air Show this year with very good friends, the Marham Group, and as well as attending that, we have the March Summer Festival that we're attending. We've attended that for the last couple of years as well. We do a display through the streets with the vehicles and then we go static and fundraise for one of the charities. This year we're going to fundraise for the Forces Children's Trust. As well as doing that, we pride ourselves at Wheels for Charity at donating 100% of the money that goes into the collection pots. We don't take anything out for the club itself out of the collection pots. Always 100% goes. The pots are always open with three members of the committee and signed off. Excuse me. All the documents are publicised on Facebook and Twitter. Our Facebook account you can find at Wheels for Charity. You have to put a separation between the two. And also we have a Twitter account which is Wheels number 4 Charity as well. As well as doing the fundraising and everything, we're a big family unit. We fundraise for the Forces Children's Trust, as I say. We also fundraise a bit for Help for Heroes. Once a year we do an event for children in need, which last 3 years, my son, along with a few other members and myself, have done a two-hour non-stop swim for children in need. Not bad, considering my son's 8 years old. Bless him. He enjoys doing it. Also, we publicise everything. If you go to www.wheelsforcharity.org.uk, that is our website. We've been donated a server, which we now host the website on. We have a new website this year, which is fantastic. The forum's there as well. If you want to sign up to the forum, that's free as well. Yeah, and once you become a member, you can actually view the accounts on the forum. We don't want to hide anything from anybody. We're quite open about what we do. For us, it's a hobby. We're not. We like having the publicity, but we're not bothered. Yeah, for us, it's just a hobby. It's a pastime. It's something to do different at a weekend, and also put our time to some good use. So we have a very good sponsor in Gala Tent. Gala Tent. When I first approached them, they have sponsored us with a 6 meter by 12 meter marquee, which is fantastic. We've had exhibits from the National Motorbike Museum in the marquee. We've had some of our own modified vehicles. Roaco Trikes UK have had one of their trikes inside the marquee with us, which is absolutely fantastic. Plus it keeps us dry when it rains at events as well. The events we can get the marquee to, so that's another good thing. As well as the marquee, Gala Tent gave us a promotion code. So if you're in the market for a stall or a marquee or a gazebo or even spare parts for an existing Gala Tent product you might have, if you go to www.galatent.co.uk and order, and when prompted put in the promotion code in capital letters Wheels number 4C, you'll get 10% discount. Now out of that 10% discount, 5% comes to us. We then split that 5% between the charities. So it's just another way that we've found of actually earning our charities some much needed funds. So I'll leave this recording here now. Have a quick preview, see what it sounds like before I post it. As I say, do excuse me, it is my first attempt with an audio boo. Hopefully I will get better as time goes on. Okay, thank you very much for listening. Bye.